So then the second question of Rashi must agree with the shita that the Ribbon mentions in his name. So in other words, these are the two Mishenes Rashi. Anyway, here we have the Imoke. Here we have Imoke for the Aloche that Idova Hari, so according to one pshat, one shita of Sheni, Idova Hari has the effect of preserving the original town, even in face of the original town going through certain stages. So it still remains intact. It still remains intact. Why? So it still remains intact. Then there is and the arts. But Rashi himself holds that when Rashi says Voidim Shimchuf and Bolatri Midod Moritri, so Rashi himself bases it upon the Shite that Dogim Shiniz Bashal with the Yerushal Boso is also Loch Mikusach. So only Olu, which is Bliom Etes. But when it's a Dovachari and Duchkeni Sakine, so then when it's a Dovachari and Duchkeni Sakine, so then it's a Bliom Erub. So it's like this Bashal. But the Agishani, who explain like Rashi in the second Lashon, but who disagree with the Ribbon Shite. You see, Rashi here in the second Lashon accepts the Ribbon Shite. But the Ari Sheinim who agree with the second Lashon in Rashi, but they disagree with the Ribbon Shite. And still they say that Idova Charif has the effect of preserving the original strength of the Tam, Bosa. So even though they hold the Dogim Shivasu Yoshal Bosa is Mutea, because they are, even though the Bli is the Bli Merube, but it becomes weakened on account of the transformation and the stages that it goes through. But by Idova Charif, he doesn't become diminished. The strength is not diminished. Then the Ari Sheinim will say the Idova Charif not only has the effect of preserving the original strength of the Tam Boso, of the Tam Cholov, in spite of the fact that it passed through certain stages from the primary Tam to the derivative Tam, but the Idova Charif even has the effect of reviving the Tam Mishubach of a presently Tam Cholov. Why did they say that? Now here the Gemara doesn't say, because of another Gemara. A Gemara in Avrizah. Now, the Mishnah in Avrizore, mentions, gives a list of things that are osea, ba'achile, botrei, nisur, and isranoi. And in the list is mentioned kochel houses. That's a very sharp thing. Something that is probably as sharp as red pepper. Something very sharp. So now we don't know what it is. So that you cannot buy from a knacker. The Chachomim asked it. Vakurchal houses. My time. Why can't you buy the slices of houses that is a very sharp spice? Why can't you buy spices of this chilsis from a knacker? Mishum di mafsek lebisakim. So the Gemara daf lametes on the Aleph says, because the goyim cut it with their knives. Afal gav di omama neisim tam gamute adafchu fedichilchite machlo shamute v'havel lekim neisim tam lishvach v'yoseh. Now here we cannot apply the Gemara to a stam saki that is shamunes kosh, because here the Gemara says that even if we know that the sakin that the goyim used that the goyim used was spotless clean when they sliced this spice, chiltes, it's still awesome. But stam keli minum neyimon, and it is spotless clean, so we don't have to worry about shamunes being divla. And then, and as far as beluah is concerned, so it's an nice tam lukam, because stam keli minum neyimon. So he says, because it is sharp, chiltes is sharp. So mele, since it's sharp, it has the effect of reviving the tam yishubach of a presently tampo. The sharpness revives the tam. Revive the tam. So there is a machlekes rishayim. There is a machlekes rishayim. Some rishayim say, now Tosfos mentions 2 days. V'yesh miforshim k'moy kei, v'botzel v'kapru shenechtar v'sakish l'vikhobim, v'lisagal v'klipe, v'agafchu v'bolatve. It's not that kechiltis. But any gavacharif, onion, anything, horseradish, anything, any gavacharif, has the same effect, in other words, of reviving the mishubech, the good taste of a presently pogo. If, let's say, something became pogo on account of its stay in a latent state for 24 hours, so if you cut it with a sake, if you use that sake that has in its interior that so if you cut it that has, let's say, a belua visea, and if you cut a radish or onion with that sacking, so even though that particle of visa is already pogo, but as a result of the turke de sakine being applied on the dova hari, its time will change from pogo to mishuk. From problems, that's the mitzvah. So there is a shita that it applies to every davachari. Vishomati v'shem Aram. It's probably Aram Aram, Miriam Gutenberg. Vilchitisayet davke, the charif tvei, v'loi botzer v'kafet. Davke chiltis, because that's excessively sharp. But other things, botzer, other davarim charifim, that are not so sharp. So do not have that effect. Do not have that effect. So mele, now let's go to the two. Simen Sadek Vav. Tzonim lo ishlo kei shechotchom bisakin shal bosom. Oso lo ochlom bicholo vache yiklif mikei machtach. Oy ad etoim lo ishlo yivitam bosom. So the Torah shita is that it's only mavli avitzeinen kide klipe, not kide nikile. Vi arash bo kosav shekulo yose. But there is the shita of the Raived that it asks kide nikile. And the Mechaber and the Ramor, they pasken like the shita of the Raived. Varash because of Shikulios. Vadini over Zali Kosovki. Because of this, if Atrume is the Afilaina Sakim Beyemi Yosa. Why? Because the Shita of Atrume says that this Gemara that says that the Churfe of the Chilti has the effect of restoring the original Tamishubach that was Nivla in the Sakim, so it applies not only to Chiltes, but it applies to every Galachan. There is a machlokes rishayim. Today is Tosfos. In our Mizore, the Aflam Tes. V'chein, the Aflam Yimoseh, v'chein adim, b'shumim, u'psolim, u'kroshim, every dov achari. Shechotchum b'satin shal bosom. Let's say garlic, onions, everything. Sheinoch lo b'cholof. Shegam hein chrifin k'mo itzonon, like radish. V'imo baru b'ishlum, b'cholof, tzorich shishim l'vatlo. U'miyu in tzorich samach. So that's the shite of the Rajb. But the Mechaber passes like the Raived, that it only asks in the Tilling. Umi in Tzorich Samech Kedei Kol Atzon, Rak Samech Kedei Abelu Abay, Haine Kedei Kol Asak, Avo Limchot Chubi Sakin Shal Nochri, Tzorich Samech Kineget Kol Atzon. Because the two Lishitos, he passes like Rabbi Nefrai. So, I'm sorry. This is pointed out that this portion of the Torah is a little difficult, because the Torah is Shitosi that he passes like Rabbi Ephraim, so we don't apply the aloche of Tichanasis Nevelek Avishon Yisurin. So why do they say Avul Chot Rebisakon Shal Nochri? So then it has a bliye not just of Boso, but it has a bliye of Dvor Masurim Chilev Nevele, everything. So then Tzorich Sama Kineget Kol Atzono, not just Kineget the portion of the Sakim that was used, Suppose the portion of the satin is much less than the volume of the reddish. The reddish is much bigger. Let's say the reddish is 2 gzeisim as a volume of 2 gzeisim, and the portion of the satin that was used in cutting is 1 kazayis. So where it has a blie of boso, then we need only 60 neged, the 1 kazayis. But where there is a blie or a sa of iser, so then we say ichtichanas is nevele, so then we require 60 neged the whole reddish. Because Tichanas Nevele. But if the Tor had agreed with the Shite of Tichanas Nevele, Rabbi Shaul Yisurim, fine. But the Tor Shite is like Rabbi Nefraim. So they say that this part of the Tor accords, the Tor is saying that Alibid Rishaynim will apply the Aloche of Tichanas Nevele, Rabbi Shaul Yisurim. Rabbi Yosef said it. Rabbi Chot Rabbi Sakha Shunochi, Tzor Samet and Gatzon. Rav, Rabbi Meir Merutenberg, Hitir, Bein Bitzonum, Bein Bishumin, Upzolim, Elohim Kino Yasakim, Beyemim. Because he holds that this Gemara in Avizor Daf Lametes, that even if it's an Eina B'Yeime, so still it is also, that is to be limited only to Chiltis, because Chiltis is unusually sharp. But other Dorim Chifim, like a radish or garlic, and were not as sharp as Chiltis. So there does not have, so something that is sharp, but not as sharp as Chiltis, does not have the effect of reviving back the original Tam Mishubech of the Dovah Rabalua Visechasa. Alright. Because of Shaafot Pishani Meire, because if Ratrum is Lesser, because if Ratrum is Shite is, that what the Gemara says, that even if it's an Eime B'Yeime, still it is also because the Vacharif has the effect of reviving the original Tam Shubach, even though presently, as a result of its stay in a latent state in the interior of the Sakin, it's already Pogum. So that's the shita of the Sefer HaTrumah, that it applies to all the Bacharitim. But Rabbi Rami Rutenberg, he is chilek, but still, he didn't want to pass. She'avot ish anemeirek is Sefer HaTrumah, le'eser enemeiche bidei aneigin heta. Im chotach kishuyim bisakin shal boso. Muta le'ochlom b'cholov b'loi klip. Because that's not the Bacharit. Rak she'igariya mikim achtach, that's the Gemara. Now, the Gemara says as follows. That could feel great. So the same Gemara. Tzonun shechot ro bisaki, shechot abo boso osu lochu mikusa. Vahani mila tzonun da rafru fe bola, avo kish es goyle bi paski vochu. All you have to do is to mimigari. And that's not because of bliye, but because of the lachus, so hadoche will not remove the grease that sticks to it. If the surface is very moist, then Hadoche will not remove the grease that sticks to it. So Mimele, you have to be Geret. But the Geret here is not because of Blia. There is no Blia because it's not in the Vacharif Kishis. Kilche de Liftesho, the Silke Asir. So in other words, suppose he used it, he cut carrots, lefes, so many say that lefes means carrots. Alright, suppose he caught lefes, carrots, so that's not charit. Elomosuk, v'intam shume nikabe. So mimele, it is muta. So it's not mavliya. V'ipota bodo lifte shapetome. And then furthermore, that if lefes has the effect of removing the tam boso that was on the sakin. So even if the sakin had it on boso, either because of the shamnum sakovishalom or because of the balua in the interior of the sakin, so if you take a sakin shal boso and you cut carrots with it, so that's the mitzies, that the cutting of carrots has the effect of eliminating the tam boso. So mele, so even if so that's the din that is mentioned by Rishenim. That if, let's say, you have a sakin shal boso, and first you cut a lot of carrots with it, then you are allowed to cut even a radish. Because by virtue of the fact that you use that sakin that has the tam boso originally upon carrots, so the use of the sakin and carrots will eliminate the tam boso. So after using the sakin for some time in cutting carrots, you are allowed to cut even radishes. So that's the Gemara. Oh, so he says, "V'imchota b'lefes afilu greira in tzorich," because the cutting of carrots has the effect of eliminating the tam of basal. In tzorach ha'adoche ba'alev lo yoid, elu ha'afilu tzonim, shechotach ha'alefes, shore ba'adoche, kmo ya'alefes, ופיר שרשר לפי שטעם על אפס משונה ומבטל טעם הנפלט מהסגי וכוסה בספר התחומיס דווקא לפס אבל חוטה בלחם או ירק או פרי אחר או סולחת בי החכים צונם או פרי או ירק חריף שריץ על אחר עם חולו Why? Because lefes, the cutting of carrots has the effect, that's the mitzias of eliminating tambosol, the shamunis but other things, cutting of other things meaning, does not have that result now אין מושין או איסו בחולו שמו יובי לא איכלו עם הבוס ואין מוש כלו איסו אסור אפילו איכלו לבד ועבדין הקיינטורה now that's based upon a gemara עם סוחי Sie morgen schaffen das am Gewob am Lale. So die morgen says, in was in so is ob khalo. Vi mosh kola pasa suro mit ni her gravel. So there is a need say to mix dough in milk. Why? Because pas is usually eaten with meat. And naturally if the dough is mixed in milk, you're not allowed to eat that pas. With meat, so on account of the fact that pas is usually eaten with meat, so it's also to mix the dough with milk, even if his intention is to eat it with milk only, not with meat or parame, whatever it is, it's still also. And not only is it also to make the lishe. Suppose he made the lishe already; it's already baked. You're not allowed to eat. So listen, Rabbi, you're not allowed to eat the pas that was mixed in milk. That was mixed in milk. Vimosh kola pas asuram teagladir. So the Gemara mentions that a certain Ameire, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, so he told his Nibayis that was a Pesach. So that Yoyne kamel uto lishlu bichlov. The first day Pesach, don't mix the flour in milk. But the other days of Pesach, it is muta. All right, in Pesach, it's not a shalom, it's a shiro, I mean. But it should be also, the Gemara's kasha is, it should be also any day of the year to mix the milk, even if it hadn't been Pesach. So the Gemara says, Leilom, v'boyisim leilom b'chlove. Kidom ha-rabin ha-kein ture shore, like the shape of an axe. Hochanami kein ture. So, like an axe. So, there are two pshat in that Gemara. Rashi's pshat is kein ture like an axe. In other words, when you make a small dough, so if the dough is relatively small, kein ture, so then it is muta. Miat, kein shel sheya, muta lolish becholom. The ochle miyad v'asachas, v'lemashalei, v'lin sheshenidus v'shenidus becholom. V'lemashalei, in other words, so why is it osa to make a lishe milk? Because maybe he'll keep it, you know, for his fleshike meals and then he'll eat it together with meat. But if the lishe is made with small quantity of dough, so he's going to use it up immediately, so he don't have to be afraid lest he'll forget and eat it with meat. If it is a large dough, you know, a large quantity, so then he'll keep it for some time, then he might forget and eat it with meat. But if it's a small dough, so it's smooth. This is Rashi's pshat. The pshat of the leaf in the Rambam is Kein Ture means if he makes the pas in a special shape that it looks unique, different than all the other pas. So Mimele, everybody will have a simen, a reminder. All he has to take a look at the shape of the door of the pas. So then he'll know that this was mixed in milk. So in other words, so that's the din. So that's the aloha, that anything that was baked in milk is osea, except if it's in a except if it's in a very small quantity, and or if it's a special shape. This is what he says. In Rosh Imo Yisa B'cholom, Shemo Yavir Ochul Naboso, V'im Rosh Kol Yisa Asuraf Leichol Yivado, V'avdine Kein Tule Shore, Pir Sherash Rosh Adol Amuet Ugo Ktano. Now, it doesn't mean that if you make, that if a company makes small cookies, so Memele it's a heter. Here, if the lishe is in a small quantity, if the dough is very small, but if the dough is very large, it's gigantic, except that you make very small cookies, so then it's awesome. V'ravalfes pirei she'osa b'em shinu, perush tzures kin asheya v'chayetzevei, she'mitirkach yizkeya she'yeish b'cholo. So that's the reason why it's muta, let's say, to bake al shvues, let's say, certain cheesecakes, because it has a special shape. All you have to do is just to take a look at it, so you know there is cheese. But if you cannot recognize by looking at it that it has cheese, so then it's awesome. Of course, there are many rabbonim who give hechsherim and cookies and even pas that is mixed milk, and they got a psak from some that if on the label it's mentioned it's mixed milk, so it's all right. I don't know. I mean, the basis for this etta, because according to the Rif and the Rambam, so kein tura means that it has a unique appearance. So the chola poches, if they had it on the cookie itself, mixed the milk, I could understand. But if on the cookie there is nothing mentioned, and the cookie looks like any other cookie that are not mixed in milk, but on the label it says that it was mixed milk, I don't know the basis for that heter. But anyway, there is a hechsher for such cookies. In tochin atano be'alia with bosom, v'im toch kol ha'pas asuro, because in the same way as it's osir to make a mix in milk, because of exeira, maybe you'll eat it with meat, so it's osir to mix it, let's say, in shumen bosom as well, because of exira, maybe you'll eat it with milk. V'im toch kol ha'pas asuro, afil leichol levad, elo im ken isik atano tchilo yof, she'ospol atakein, afil ishol cheres. V'amed lo amurim itano she'isikiro bifnim, אבל בוכי שיזכירו בחוץ עושה, אלו אם כמילי יכולים בפנים עד שיסלבי. כוסף הרעש, פש אופי ביטנו, עם הבוסו, יש מהגנים שאוסרו לאכל איסי הפס, שריחי כתאמה, ויש בתיר, now we discussed that in the Rubes, in the Simen of Reich Emilse. So there is a machlekes between Rav and Levi, בוסו נשחותן, בוסו נבלה, if it's שומן. If both are kochu, so then there is no reich. But if one of the two is shomeh, so then there is reich. So suppose boso shomeh shchuto and boso shomeh nivel, or even if one is shomeh, so were broiled in the same stove, in the same broiler, without touching each other, but there is a reich emitted from the iser. And it is acquired, absorbed by the heter. So Rav says Reichamils, Levi says the Evet, Levi says Reichalavils. Now that's one machlekes. Then we have a machlekes daf samachvov. This is a machlekes daf ayinvov in Pesach. Then we have a machlekes daf samachvov in Avilizore between Abaye and Rove, and the same question in regard to a different child. In other words, whether it's muter to smell. Whether it's muter to smell the yainesach. So, whether it's muter to smell the yainesach. Now, so one says, Abaye says, Reichen will say, and it's not because of the Isaranoi. So, as the Rishenim explain it, because when you inhale the reich of the yain, so then you inhale it in your organism, so according to Abaye, it's considered like seeing, like drinking, at midrabbanon, not midrais. And according to Rove, so reiche la. So Reich Lav Mils. Now the question is, how do we pass? So Rav Netan passes that if it's a real Reiche, so then Reiche is Mils. The Rif and the Rambam, most Rishonim, they passes that even if it's a real Reiche, so Reich Lav Mils. But then there is also Gemara there in Psochim that says that if pas was boiled in the same oven with boso, so then you're not allowed to eat that pas. You're not allowed to eat that pas with cholo. So the question arises, that can only accord with the mandoma who says reichem mils. But if we pass from Rechalav Milse, so Mimele, so it should be Muteah. So according to Rav Netam, the reason is why it's Oseah, because we pass from the Trech is Milse, if it's a real Reach. If it's a real Reach. So, but the Rif and the Rambam say, no, the two he passed, that like Levi, the Trech Lav Milse, that only means the Everis Lav Milse. But Lechatrile, it's Oseah. So Mimele, in view of the fact that the pass that was boiled in the same oven with boso, so it, in view of the fact that it can be eaten not with cholov, he can eat it with boso parave, not with cholov. So mainly it's always considered, even though it was already baked in the same oven with that boso was baked, so it's always considered like hatchile. So that's why that pasha offer im tzoli shel boso bitanu, even though there was no context, so it's also luchlon b'kusach, because he can eat it with meat, not with kusach. So mainly it's like mechatchile, and mechatchile reicha is mils. Alright, so this is what he means. Kosva Raj, kapas shofi bitanu lima boso yishmagin shosru echol isa pas, shereichik tami. So, v'yesh batiri. So, v'chei nire. So, da'asamu amatir. In other words, so they say, that this mandoma who says that also lochlom bikusach, he agrees with the mandoma that treicha milse. But since we passed in the treicha lav milse, so memele it's muta. V'chein posak rashi, treicha lav milse, umuta lochle afil lucholov. V'rab nutam posak treicha milse. Treicha milse. Umi udafki bitanu kotm, kmo shalahem, abu bitanu lukum shalonu agdelim shore. V'chosa bisivra mitzvah, supir shal rabbi say, amarzik, v'vei se srenim zel tanu kotm. Anyway, we passed in the treicha lav milse, we don't pass like Rav Netan. But we also pass that Reicha Lav Milse only like the Eved, but Lechatchile Reicha is Milse Mitzoser. So because of that, we also pass that if the pass was baked in the same tanur with boso, you're not allowed to eat that pass with cholov. Now the Mechaber. Simen Tzadikwa. Tzonu Nesilke Shechotchom Bisakin Shol Boso Beyele. Oy Sheinu Mikunech, Oso Lochom Bicholov. עד שייתן לנו כמחתך כדי נתלס מוקר, שהוא קובעי אצבע. That's the shea of נתלס מוקר. In other words, like the shea of the rye. אוי שייתמנו וליהי ביתם בוסו, שעוזמו את הבא דוחת. ויהי שאימרים דו עדין לימי ביימי. והוא מיקונך, because we saw there is a מחלקת ושני. There is a מחלקת ושני, where the dead gemara והבית, after פדווי זכון, has reference to his stam sacking, that has shamun is kohush, but a spotless skin, spotless clean saki. So it's muter. Oh, and the Rishayim say that the Abayis member has reference even to a spotless clean saki. Vimoy not al mehem, kiri tila smoke, vigam li toamo, mo bishlom licholov, tzor shishi. But if he didn't peel off the nitil asmokim, uve etzba, so then we require shishim, uve bishlom licholov, so it spread in the whole thing, in the whole tafshil. So it's all shishim kidegen mashenoga ma'asakim bohem, vo'adin lichotchom b'sak shlo lichovet. So there are three shittes. One shitte is the shitte of the tour that it only asks kidei klipi. Dov achari, v'kopur tum tuch kidei sakine, v'tzeinen, only asks kidei klipi. Then there is the shitte of the raivet that it asks kidei tilek. Then there is the sheet of the Rashbo, the Tassel Bikulei. Now the two, it's interesting. The two mentions only two sheetes. His own sheete and the Rashbo sheete. And the Raibit sheete doesn't mention. And the Mechaber, usually, he passes like the two. But here, even though he passes like the sheetes of Raibit, even though the two didn't even mention the sheetes of Raibit. So altogether, there are three sheetes. The two, the sheetes are two, the Klipe, the sheetes of Rashbo, Bikulo. And the Shittes HaRaibet Kedin Nitile, and the Mechaber, the two mentions only the Shittes HaRashbo and his own Shitte, and the Shittes HaRaibet he doesn't mention, and the Mechaber passes like the Raibet, that it asks Kedin Nitile. V'im Chotron Dag, Tzorch L'Shayer Samech Neged Kolatzon. Because suppose you took a radish, and you sliced it into many pieces, so then each piece becomes also Kedin Nitile. So then there'll be nothing, if you are native from each piece Kedin Nitile, there'll be nothing left. So mele, the whole thing becomes us. So mele, we require samech neged kolatzon. V'yeshemrim shimchot achtzonom bisaki sholisa kuriosa. So the Ramo mentions the sheet of the Rashba too, that is mavliya bikure. V'chein imchot chibisaki sholboso, oso kuri b'cholo. V'chein neyagin lechatchile. Avol b'deevet, ein leyase rakin enite. So the Mechaber paskens even lechatchile like the Raivet. And the Ramo, lechatchile, he paskens like the Rashba. But the Eved, he passes like the Raivet, but not like the two. וכל זה עם חותך הצונון עצמא, אבל עם חותך הירק של הצונון אין לו חוש, ואם יסופי כמנחת בשקה של איסך, אז תנו לכולת. לא כן כן עם הצנני שיש בהם חתוכים לצד המסיין, כתלינו שנעשה במורה וחציני. ובמוקין שנמצא לקני שחק החתוכים בשקים, נהי אגוין לקני שי ולהתיר על יתיל הסמוקים. So it's preferable that when you buy radishes from a goy, he should use not isakin, because isakin is used on dvorim asurim. Masheimkin, he should use an X, something like that. So that is, an X is used on wood usually. So mainly it has no bli of dvorim asurim. But suppose it's a hardship situation, you can't get from a goy radishes that were cut with an X. So it's mutar to buy the radishes that the goy cut with his sacking, but then we have to peel off uvietzma. Im chod avei shumin uptzolim ukrishin vitamche shekirin chrein, that's also right. Kayetzi vemidvar machrufin, uperes chmutzin, vidogim luchin, ginom shover lechot obitzonun, because on that they are two lishenes in teizves, and avizoret achlametes. So the mechava paskins, like the Russian, that it's not only chiltis, but everything. When we call mokeim, mutalech umakachas charifim, so we call him in zangvo, that's cinnamon, v'chayetzevei, v'yeishlem keilim yichodim likach. So they don't use any keilim that has a bli of visa, or itilchnis. Now tavlin, that's also the bachara. Shemiduchu bimiducho shal boso, that was bound in a mortar, of a meat, with fleshke mortar, ben yeimei, oso lochle v'chol. Why? So he says only b'yeimei, but this that b'yeimei, but if it's name b'yeimei, it's muta. So that's stolen the machlekes chesheni. So then the Ramo says v'yeishemim afleinu b'yeimei, because that's stolen the machlekes chesheni. Because vis-a-vis chiltes, the Gemara says in so many words that it's name b'yeimei. But there are some chesheni in two chesheni in Teitzves. One Russian Teitzves says only chiltes has the effect. That so the sakin, out of duchke the sakine, has the effect, chiltes, coupled to duchke the sakine, has the effect of restoring the original tam shubach of a presently tampon. Masheinkin adach dvon charifim, not, but the Rashba Shita is that it applies, and another Loshin Tesis, that it applies to all dvon charifim. So this is what Ramo says, v'yei sheimri machlele b'yei. Now here there is a certain din that seems to be inconsistent with the previous din. Mei limunesh, lemon juice. Shemivi nevi chovim, v'cheich tiches dan maluach, shemivi chovim, v'chviyis mutorim. Now, so before you make lemon juice, you have to cottage lemon. It's not practicable to start squeezing it without even cutting it. So that means that if the goy sells lemon juice, that he must have cut all the lemons from which he squeezed out the juice. And in order to cut the lemons, so he must have used the knife. And the knife was used by the goy and Dvorim Asuri. So still, he says, that's a Shibir Aleket. Shibir Aleket. Mei limunesh, lemon juice. Shemivim el dichovim, v'chein chtiches dag meluach. Shemivim el dichovim, v'chein yisei emutom. Now the question is, why is it muter? But it's Gobachari. And he used the sakin on the lemons. So in the sakin had the iser. Either shumenakosh or it had the galua iser. So the Gobachari, al the duchke the sakin is mavli the iser, and it's mavliya in the lemons. So the lemon juice should be oser. So why is it muter? So he says, so the Ramo mentions part of the Loshon Shibur Aleket. Mipnei shemivim harbe biyachad. ויעף אם נסחו מקצוסון שנחתכו ברישיינו. אם סכן וכחובים, נסבטו באחרים הנחתורים אחר כך, שנסורים, כי כבר נסבטו לטעם הסכים ברישיינים, ולוחים כולם בתורים, ויכול קייצי בזה. So the question is, this seems to be inconsistent with the previous din. In the previous din we learned that if one cut it of a harif with the sakin chalisa, so then it asks it in itile. And if chotchon dak, so then it's asas bikulei. It doesn't bikulei. So now here it's mainly munesh. So he called it dak. So he made many slices of the lemons before he cut them. So mele it should be aser. So the Shibur HaLeket explains it. He says like this: even if we assume that it's less from Mikzosom, it's less from Mikzosom. What do you say, even if we assume that it's less from Mikzosom? In other words, because it's not such a double poshut that the double harif is mavriya. It's not such a double poshut because there are many rishonim, who say that if this, the sakin is a spotless clean sakin, then it's mutter. And then, so there are many rishonim who say that. And even the rishonim who say that the member of Abaye has reference even to a spotless clean sakin. But the Amen Rishonim will say that only if it's a Meyemei, but if it's not a Meyemei, or Stam Kelim made a Meyemon, so only by Chiltes has the effect. But other Dvorim Chalif not, Lemon is not in the level like Chiltes. So there are possibilities that it's Mutter. But even if you assume, like the Rishonim, that what the Gemara says Ligabi Chiltes, so applies to other Dvorim Chalifim also, as the Rashba says, so still here it's Mutter. Why? Because here they cut thousands of lemons. They prepare it in bulk, in gigantic volume. So Mele, assuming that old Dvorim Chalifim, this aloha that Gemara mentions vis-a-vis Chiltes, applies to old Dvorim Chalifim, so the beginning, so the first lemons that were cut, so absorbed a ton of the Isa that was niflet from the sake. But after using the knife and thousands, after using it upon a number of lemons, so that ton faded away. So then the bulk of the lemons did not absorb a ton of the sake. So this is how it can be distinguished from Chotachis Dagdak. Chotach is a dag means he cut one radish, two radishes, five radishes, let's say 10 radishes. But it doesn't have reference to a big business. So Mimele, so if Chotach is a dag, so on the contrary, so it's more homo. So then it has to be kule. Because in each slice absorbs it in itile. So Mimele, the whole radish becomes osa. Masha'inkin, if he cuts alofim, the alofim will evoke his lemons. So then, assuming that in the first cuttings, in the first chtiche, so the sakin was paled in the first lemons that he cut. But after he cut, let's say 10 lemons, or let's say 20 lemons, so the tam bosol was already faded away. The tam bosol. So then the other lemons, there is no tam bosol niflat. Tam dobroso is niflat and absorbed by the lemons. So maybe it becomes bottle. So maybe it becomes God. This is how the Hashulchan explains it. Hashulchan says, so mifnei shemevim ha'am v'yachad, v'yafim nesho mikzoson shenechat b'rishenim sakin v'chobim nizbat b'achirim ha'nechtom ha'kach shem nesho yikvo nizbatil tam ha'sakim b'rishenim v'lochi kulam mitorim v'chol tayitz v'ze v'lochi neyechmo mikzas mikim isa kruv shekirin kompesht. Now the Hashulchan says that kruv, usually we call kruv cabbage, but here it doesn't mean cabbage because cabbage is not so hard. He means something else. אַפ גאַב די פּאָגס מיט חתוך ווי יש ביכם יש מחמיר מזה ווען די שאַמע איז האמניק אַב שאַט דורם שינה חיפי די טאַפּוכי און די פאַסי זיי ווי שיך חדיימע נייג מיט האטאַק מיט די מיינין ווען לאך מיט קלאו. So in other words, so he says that we can only be neig heter in lemon juice. Why? So it seems, it appears, and the Bach and the Shach say the same thing, that the Shibeli Aleket is not basing the heter exclusively upon the fact that it's used in bulk, it's prepared in bulk. So even if the tam bosot, tam dobroso, was niflat and absorbed by the first lemons, so by the time he cuts the other lemons, so all the tam faded away completely. He's not 100% sure on it. But it's because of his vexvek. What is that? It's because of his vexvek. Because first of all, there is a possibility that lemon is not even considered as a real davachar lemon. Lemon is not even considered as a real davachar. But then, assuming that lemon is considered davachar, so then it's possible that, is in view of the fact that he caught thousands of lemons. So only so that if any time was absorbed by lemons, it's only the first lemons. But after the first lemons, when he cuts the other lemons, after the first lemons, so the time faded away completely. So Mameli says, but so we can only apply that heter, that heter only to lemon juice, but not to radishes or to horseradish, because horseradish is certainly the bacharif. Horseradish is certainly the bacharif. So Mameli, so there we cannot rely on this vore that nizbat lo bachir manechtochim. When does he rely on this vore of nizbat lo bachir manechtochim? Only if there is illegal lemons, because there is a possibility that lemons is not a real davacholif. But vis-a-vis a real davacholif, he doesn't rely on it. So that's why the Ramo says, I will show dvorim shenachifim kiyat hapuchim. On the first is, yivesh v'chadeim eneyeg ben hetak moim limeinim. Vein lach meklal. So he says, show dvorim shenacharufim. So kiyat hapuchim, so it means even sour apples. Of course, sweet apples, so then it's certainly not a davacholif. But even sour apples, tapuchim chamutim. So then it's possible that they are considered a davacharif. So then we can rely that at that. Because she afim nesro miktoson, she nechtuchu bereshenu. So it's batlo ba'achir manechtochi. Now let's see the shach. Sifchof, meili minish, zel nishen shibu lelekit. Limeni shlo nchobim min adin lo osro, mpne shechit chinis bisakon shohem. Vagav chofaye bolu, elu mshimtne shemechat chin rabim, umali ben chofis, yesh lima shebotel tam satim bogishim. Because of Abach, the Tzolchlima, the Sfirle, the Amrino, Chufi, Machli, El, Bechildes. So in other words, he's Mitzari, all the Shittis. Because there is a Shittis of Hashanim that not every Dovachari. So he's restored, revives the original Tam Shubach of the presently Tam Pob. So he says, V'chivin di Stam Kedesh L'chovene in the Yeimon, Ein Shom Yisar, of Neshanun Es HaKosh L'Asakim, V'niskan HaBerish L'Hashani, V'im Kien L'Didon, Di Kaimelon, Kisei Pratrumo, Hanu L'Munesh Kolom Asurit, וכן כוס ועטור בחיים סימת ומבוב, ילדה אסיף ועטרומו, זייסים שקוף שום ונחת חוקד עם הפסח בסקין של חומץ, שאני ביימי דחוז ורעזייסים כולם חומץ. עוד לא איתה בו לשולחנו, אחד כאן לשני. So the Bach is חילק on the מחבר and רמו, and he says that they shouldn't pass in the שבילה לקט דין. Because the reason is why שבילה לקט mentions the דין, because שבילה לקט, שבילה לקט הפריזו את הרשיינים, that the גמורת דחו המתס נביזורת, that says, לידה בחילטיס, that even if it's a, any ביימי. So So that's so the Bach is chilek. But the Mechaber and the Ramah, they say you litaiti lishni shebeleket shebot lotam sati mashma mashebula b'sati. Ele nira di meidel sifrat chumodit on chayitze b'idich lifetuve di machol lishvach. In other words, so the Shach, the Shach is chilek on the Bach, and he says the sif that the shebeleket agrees with the Rishonim like the sifrat chumon the Roshon Teisves that what the Gemara says that from a Tesla da bechutis applies to all dvarim harifim. Real dvarim harifim like radishes and so on. Still the shebilah leket is mad. So the michul shva el isvirei the limunesh v'chayit zidei. Kim shein echrifim kmo yatzonun v'im kim limachul yel ma shebilua v'dei fnei asakin shen izbatel berishen v'shein li v'zeha v'machul yelei v'shu v'in kiyach v'al limunesh l'ashvis l'shvach ma shebilua v'fni el ma shen izbatel kvo ועד בצון חבוס אישו חריף טובה אפילו מה שבלוע בפנים משהו לשבח מה שאין כמלו למונש וזה מוכה בדברה דמליקנו ידבור הפסיסכם זה זה כאי כוסה בספר לב דמחות חצונם דאג דאג צורך סמך נגד כולי עמוד לנסבט אותם עסקים ואם כן ניחה וזה אין סימן חריפים כל כך אפילו כמו למונש אין מבטלם אותם עסקים אפילו מה שבלוע בפני עסקים בחוץ So, oh, you shlema, this is my behavior, my tonum, get I'm going to be here, and don't be here, you're in the same way, I'm moving, because I is. So, in other words, he says that the Shibela Alec categories in the Sefer HaTrumo, that this deen, that even in any way, it becomes revived, Lishvach, applies not only to Chiltes, it applies to radishes as well. So, but there is a possibility that it applies to radishes as well. But it doesn't apply to lemon, because lemon are not, it's a question of degree, are not so chari. And then there is also a possibility that even in radishes, in view of the fact that it's cut, it's cut in bulk, some mele, after he cut a number of lemons, so in the other lemons, so the tam has already faded away. But he's not sure about that. So mele it is vexveke, so that's why he's matred. But he's only matred vis-a-vis lemon. But ligabe tzonun is not matred. Ligabe tzonun is not matred. And the Ochashu, yeah, ligabe tzonun is not matred. And from the Ramo it's much more like that. אבל שור דבורים שאינו חיפים, כנתפוחים, יבישים וחדים, לפוסס יביש חדים, נהיג בין הטק מלמיינים, ולאח מכלל. So that's only תפוחים חמוצים, but לדבי צונון, so we are not נהיג הטק מלמיינש, as lemon. So we see that the Ramor agrees with the Shach's Pshat. All right. חותך תשויים בסקן של בוסו, מותה לא אוכלו מכל אוב, בגרידי בלבד שאיכן כמח תח. ואם חוטה בי לאפס, אפילו קרידי נצורך לדוחה בעלמה, ולעיד אפילו צוני שחוטה ככה על אפס, שור בה דוחה כמו על אפס, ומשתם על אפס משונה, ואתה אותם עניפות מעסק, ודווקא לאפס שתאמי משונה, אבל ירק ללחם משור דבורים, לא היא, ואפילו בי לאפס, אם להתה לך תצוני רק פעם אחס, אבל לא יהיה בפעמים, אם לא שחוטה כל פעם לאפס, בהכתיך סון לצונו. So in other words, the effect of using the knife on carrots is only to eliminate the time the possibility of a tam being absorbed in the next chtiche. But if he wants to cut another time, the Dovah Harif, he has to use the knife before he uses the knife, and the Dovah Harif, he has to use the knife and lefes. So that's based upon the mitzvahs. Shaloi lo lishisa b'cholof. In lo shinisa b'cholof, shem yovil ochlim shaboso. Vim lo shkola pas osara, fil lo ochlim vado. Vim oyo Dovah Mued, es rashes pshat. Kedei achil et bas hachas. What's the shiur of Dovah Mued? So if he makes it, his very small dough, only as much as one eats in one meal, as a person eats in one meal. That's a davar moed. But the quantity of the dough is more than what a person eats in one dough, then it's not a davar moed. Oy sheshino tzuras hapa, shebikeret, sheliyechu baboso muter, kayeitze beinik, ubad mitano shetoch baalye, vimofeid in a kiso shlo shebacholo, vlochin lo yagin lo lishpasim cholo bechaga shavuiz, dam vishum elichvit shabbos, כי כל זה מחשב כדב המועד, גם כי צורוסו משונה משופס, וכל שכן פלדנו פשטידה, דמותורי, ואין לאיפה היא שום פס, אם פלדנו פשטידה ביטנו, where בוסור is boiled. So, דחי שינון שמו יוזף מן השומן על הפס, ואם זוב, תחתוב, דיני כלוניליש, אימי. In other words, even if בוסור is not boiled, ואין לאיפה היא שום פס, in flat in pastida bitano even if Posog is not boiled in the tunnel. Ki chashino shema yosef na shume. Bala pas. Vim zov tachtov dini tele milashini. Vinei agim mosu matfeilo bifi atamu. Vafilu bimach, vafilu hu bimach vesneik lahach melechatchil. Tano shetochi baalye. In even bipas, at she is kenu bifnim, at she is slavin. Vafilu im shal buchye. Peo shpil chere shemasim tachtov. Vifilu gudis. Inu yetir al diyezek bachutz. Pasha of him atzli. Now that's the two days, the two mentions. Vidogim shetolim bitano rechodim aboso. Also lochom bicholo. Why? Because of the reiche. Now, the shognoch in Tabubez doesn't pass like Rabbanatan. So he passes that reiche even a strong reiche. So is muta. But the shognoch passes in Tabubez that it's only muta debet. But lechatchile, so it's also either because reiche he has a din like mashu, as the Rib says, or even if we say that reiche is not even considered like mashu, but lechatchile it's also anyway. There's the shita of the Rib and the Rambam, many other rishonim. So not like Rashi, who paskens that reiche is mutar even lechatchile. So Meili says pasha of him atzli vidogim shetzol mitano reichad laboso also lo ochlom bicholom v'hanu mila mitano kot avu mitano godu amar zek shnim osol esreinim upi posuach mutar, because then there is not even a madikum of reiche v'im atzli mechuse v'chim pashtide shemchus ha-netif shebei, so then the reiche is not admitted, so in mutar afilu mitano tzah. Alright, now Sunday, so we'll cover some of the miscellaneous morning. Simen Ayin Tes, and Simen Pei, and Simen Piyal. And then, on Monday, so we'll discuss Simen Piveis. But in connection with Simen Piveis, you have to go over the Tzugi and Gimor in Chum, at the end of the Treifes. So you have, that's around Nun Tes, Samer. So that whole Tzugi. And then the Simen Andogim, Simen Andogim, and the Simen, and the semen and Beitzim. Now the last year will be a week from today. Now the Torah mentions the simonei behemoteiro, behemoth chayoteiro. דברו אבני ישראל, אם הזה איסה חי אשר תיכו מכל הבימה של האורץ, כל מפחס אספרס ושיסה אסס אפרוסי אסמל אסגירו, והבהימו אויסו דחיל. So in other words, there are two simonim. One is that the animal has to chew the cord. In other words, when the animal eats, so she brings it up and she chews it again. Mal אסגירו, she chews the cord. And also that it's split hoof. Now, אחזה לא יסיחו ממה להגיר ומפריסי הפרסו, אס הגומל, so the camel is a מלגירו, it chews the cud, but it doesn't have a split hoof. ופרסו עם המפריס תומו לכם. ואס השופון, it's assumed that the שופון is the rag badger, כי מלגירו, it chews the cud, ופרסו לא יפריס, תומו לכם. ואס הנבס, again, we're not sure what it is, but it is assumed that this is the hair. Ves ha'neves ki malas geiro hi, he chews the cord, ufarso lo yifriso, but he does not have his split hoof. So it may yilachem. Then, ves ha'chazir, so ki mafris parso v'shesa ha'shesa parso, he does have a split hoof, the chazir, but it's not malas geiro, he doesn't chew the cord. V'hu geiro lo yigo tom yilachem. So mipsorom, lo yisi chaylo, v'nivosom lo yisi go, meim heim lachem. So the Torah spells out the simoni behimo v'chayoteiro. In other words, malas geiro, chewing the cud, and mafres esparso, a split hoof. Now, simen ayin tes in the two. Ksiv lehavdil bein habeimo hatmeyo liteiro. Peirush ha'asur la'achilo umuteres. Uvame yavdilu bineyen, visumeneye. Ushnei simonim biteiro. Shei malas geiro ufarsiseo zdukis. Dixiv lechol behimo mafres esparso, sa'ases ha'shtei parsis, malas geiro behimo izzachilu. וחיו היא בכלל בהימו, שאם ניתרס אלו באילו שני סימונים, וכל בהימו וחיו, שאין לו שיניים בלחי או אליי, ולא עם ניבים שהנטלטלו פרסו, so any בהימו וחיו that has no teeth in the upper jaw and no cannons, שהנטלטלו פרסו כאין שיניים בלתים בחמיכים, וידוע שיתר, והוא שיקיע בן גמור, Now this is based upon the Gemara in Chum. Now Mafres is Parso and Malos Geiro, that's mentioned by the Torah, in the Torah. Now here we have other Simon that the Torah doesn't spell out. Now let's go over the Gemara, a certain Gemara, Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph. Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph. Alright. Right after the Mishnah. Tana Rabbanan. Eilu hein simone behemo. Kol behemo mafches esparso, kol behemo shemal esgeiro, biyodua sheilu shenayim. So, this is what Gemara said at first. That if a behemo chooses the card, it's a raya that has no teeth, limailon, upper jaw. Uteiro, ukoluhu, varigomo, the maligeiro, val maligeiro. So here the price appears to be saying that if we know that the behemo is malisgeiro, so it's a raya, there's no teeth in my upper jaw, and it's already toy here, but gomo is maligeiro, and it has no teeth in the upper jaw, and still it's tummy. The Torah says in so many words that it's tummy. Why? Because it's not mafreses parsa. It doesn't have a split hoof. So the Gemara says, the Gemara gives the teretz, gomol mi beisle. In other words, because when the price is said, kol behemo shemal esgeiro, biyudu asheim lo shinayim, lemaylo uteiro, so it means, so the kashi is, gomol is malgeiro, and it has no shinayim. The answer is, the price doesn't mean just teeth in the upper jaw. The price means, if a behemo does not has neither teeth, nor cannons, nor nive, the taltali bosom, so then it's done. But gomo doesn't have teeth in the upper jaw, but it has cannons. Nive isle, vari ben gomo di nive namalesle, a young camel. So did not develop even the cannons. So still it's done. Visu. How can you give a cloud that if a behemo is just malas geiro, so that's a raya, that it's teiro, but varishofom varneves, the Torah spells out that they are malas geiro, and still it's tome, because even though they are malas geiro, shofom and varneves, but they are not mafreses paraso, they don't have a split hook. The malas geiro in vishol shinayim lemailo would mean, voy shinayim miksive bereise. The Torah only mentions two simonim. Malasgeiro, mafreses parso. The Torah doesn't mention anything about not having teeth in the upper jaw. Elohim, kol behema. Shein lo shinayim, limaylo, biyodu ashi malasgeiro, umafreses parso, uteheiro. So in other words, so now the Gemara is saying that there are two kinds of simonim. They are simonim that are essential simonim. Simonim that constitute the essence of behemoteo. So the simonim that the Torah spells out, malas geiro and mafres esparso, that's essential simonim. And then, so only mafres esparso and malas geiro are essential simonim. These are the things that determine as to whether a certain animal is a behemoteo or a behemoteo. Mashenke, the other simonim. Other simonim are statistical simonim. Not essential simonim, statistical simonim. So, eilo shinayim limailo, not having teeth in the upper jaw, is not an essential simen. But it's a statistical simen. In other words, statistically it turns out to be correct. But there is nothing essential about it. Unlike malas geiro, so it's an essential semen. Those behemoths, those animals that chew the cud and have a split tooth, so they are teiro because they chew the cud and they have a split tooth. Mashaink in this, it just happens. It's a statistical accidental semen. It just happens statistically to be true. So it's this is what the Bais is saying. Kol behemo shein lo shinayim limaylo. Any animal that does not have teeth in the upper jaw, so statistically it establishes that it's a malas geiro, mafres esparso. So it's teiro. So it's teiro not because it has no teeth. It's teiro because it's malizgeiro mafkes es parso. But if, let's say, for some reason, there would be shira ateva, and even behemes that are not malizgeiro and mafkes es parso would also not have teeth in the upper jaw, so then it couldn't serve as a simon, because it's only a statistical simon. So kol behemo shemo shinayim lemaylo biyodua shimales geyo mafeses paroso utehil. So the Gemara kashi is vilivdiko bitpasiseo. So let us be beidik in the roof. Why do we have to resort to statistical simonim? Let's inspect the essential simonim. So the Gemara says kigin shoyi pasiseo. So Bishlaime, let's say, chewing the cud, so it's not so easy to observe. I mean, you have to observe the behemoth as the behemoth eats. And if at that moment the behemoth is not eating, so you can't inspect it. But the other semen of a split hoof, all you have to do is just open your eyes and to take a look. That's all. So why do we have to resort to simoni? That's the Gemara's kashi. So the Gemara says, "Kigen shoyu parsisel ochtuches," where the hoof is cut off, a mutilated behemoth. So we can't determine by inspecting the hoof and seeing whether it's split or not. Uchid rafchiz, dom rafchiz de hoye mala b'mid bo motz behemoth parsisel ochtuches, and he wants to know whether the behemoth is a behemoth or not. Beidik b'fiyo. So that's a statistical simen. So the question is, no. In other words, because the gomol does not have any teeth, and still it's stomach. So in other words, so when can you rely on the fact that he doesn't find any teeth in the upper jaw? He doesn't find any teeth, we're talking about the upper jaw. Any teeth in the upper jaw, that is, if he recognizes a gomel. He knows how a camel looks. So this he knows, that this animal in question, so the doubtful animal, is not a gomel, because he knows the identity of a camel. But maybe it's some other behemoth male. So anyway, since he has no doubts that this animal in question is not a camel, the shaila is in respect to other behemoth meyeis. So as far as other behemoth meyeis, if he determines that it has no teeth in the upper jaw, so it's a raya that it's not a behemoth meyeis. So the Gemara asks the kashe, gomel mi beisle. In other words, but a gomol, so in other words, so it appears from that that a gomol has no teeth and no cannons. So, but a gomol has cannons. So, Mimele, why does he have to be able to identify a camel if he makes a determination that the animal in question has neither teeth in the upper jaw, nor cannons? So maybe it's a raya that it's not a behemoth mayo and it's not a gomel either, because had it been a gomel, he would be able to see cannons, and he didn't see any cannons. No, it's like elo vruvache yo yakir ben gomel. So a baby camel. So a baby camel, so the cannons have not developed as yet. So maybe if he's not able to identify a baby camel, so then he cannot rely and eat it. Because maybe too that he doesn't see any teeth in the upper jaw, he doesn't see any cannons in the animal in question, but maybe it's a baby camel. But if he knows how to recognize a baby camel, so he knows it's certainly not a baby camel, but maybe it is another behemoth mayor. So if he doesn't see any teeth in the upper jaw nor any cannons, so then it's a behemoth. So lav amre. So the Gemara says, "Kashe, lav amreti ke ben gomol, ike namen bin achine di domel ben gomol, di domel ben gomol." So the Gemara says, "Lo yisal kedai." The Tana of Rabbi Shmuel, "Vesa gomol, ki malegeu shali bilom eyedi ashein lecho." the barmale geir of itome yalgom the fichah pora beyakos. All right, that's one gemara. Then another gemara. Ve'yomar afchiz hoyom halav aderech umotzo behemo shepio gomu. If let's say he finds an animal that the mouth is mutilated, so he cannot say determine whether it has teeth or in the upper jaw, it does not have, whether it has cannons, the whole mouth is mutilated. And even though the mouth is mutilated, so treifah doesn't become by it. A mutilated mouth does not make the behemoth into a treifah. And he wants to know whether he can shecht it and eat it. So basically he passes cell. So he inspects the hoof. He passes cell is the case if he finds out that it has a split hoof, be a duashi teo. He loves be a duashi meo, who will watch. So usually, so there are exceptions, but usually one semen goes with another, goes hand in hand with another. So every behemoth that is a Malas Geiro is also a Mafreses Parso. And usually every behemoth that is Mafreses Parso is also Malas Geiro. But the Torah itself spells out the exceptions. So every behemoth that is Malas Geiro is also Mafreses Parso, except Shafon, the rock badger, and Anubis, the hare. And then every behemoth that is Mafreses Parso, has a split hoof, he also chooses the cut, except the Chazir. The Chazir, so is Mafreses Parso, but doesn't chew the cut. So Mele, who will watch, so Mele, if he finds an animal that the mouth is mutilated, so he cannot inspect the mouth, but he inspects the hoof that it's split, so then we know that every behemoth that he has a split hoof also chooses the cut, except Chazir. So as long as he is able to identify the Chazir, and he knows that this animal in question is not a Chazir, so maybe it's moot. Uvachi yak Chazir. Lav amret zigmor es tekashe. Lav amret ike Chazir. Ike name min achine. Didam yele Chazir. So lo yisal kedai. In other words, since this is a statistical fact only, statistical fact, you can't rely on statistical fact. That's what the Gemara means. How can you rely on statistics? So the Gemara says, "Lo yisal kedai toch." This statistic is very accurate. The Tone, the Rabbi Shmuel, that's a Chazir. She mafkis parso. Shalit boyvom yedia. Sheim lechodomo. She mafkis parso. The Tome lechazir. Lifichoch porad bo. Lifichoch porad beakos. Ve'yomar afchiz. Hoyom halav amidbo. If the behemoth, so the mouth is mutilated, so he cannot determine whether it has teeth in the aperture, whether it has cannons or not, but that doesn't make it behemoth into a treifah. So if it's a behemoth, he can still shecht it, and he cannot inspect the hoof because the bottom is cut off. So in other words, so since it's beneath the tumas agidin, it doesn't become treifah. So upasiseoch tuches. But he wants to know whether, so treifah it isn't, in spite of the fact that it's mutilated and the hoof is cut off. So treifah it isn't, but he wants to know whether it's a behemoth teiro or it's not a behemoth teiro. So beidik, so there is another raya, and that's also a statistical fact. It's not an essential. The essential facts are only mafreses parso and malageo. But this is another statistical simen. Beidik so. If he finds, now the Gemara says that that's only in a certain area, in the rump area, under the tail. So if he finds that the muscles go, run, crisscross, you know, one like this and one like that, the muscles are so run that way, crisscross, in the rump area, but you do a shiteo. Now again, this is a statistical simen, I mean, it's nothing essential. It's not an essential thing. V'imrav v'yodua she'it meyo. U'vilvad she'yakir orut. Why orut is a wild ass? So now the wild ass is a behemoth meyo. But it happens to have the same characteristic that in the rump area, so the muscles run crisscross. So that's the only behemoth meyo that has the same characteristic. So if he's able to recognize a note, so it's all right. So the Gemara says, Kashe, Lav Amret, Iko, Orut, Iko Orut, so Iko Namah Minah Achinah Damil Orut. So the Gemara says, Gmire, direct, Where does it have to be Beidek? Omar Abayi with him, Rav Chisda, become Fiyukitz. Under the tail. All right. Now, let's see the two. Obama Yagdilu B'neihem B'Simoneihem. Mishnei Simonim B'Teirom. So these are essential Simonim. שימאלס גירו פאססלס דוקיס דחסיב חלא ביי ביים אלף רזס פאש סאסס שטיי פאב האס איז מאלס גירו ביים איז חיל ווי חיו הי בכל ביים שניטרס אל ביל שטיי סימון ווי חול ביים ווי חיו שיין לא שנאים ביל חיל יין ווי לוי ניבים שין טאטאל בוס אוק אין שנאים ביל טים בכל יכין בידוע שיטיי ווי הו שיאק בן גומו שיין לוי ניבי לאט יאגד דחיב שיין שנאים מאלו so and it has no canons either. So we malas geiro, we chol she malas geiro, gamu mafkes parso. Chutz ma gomo vanoves veashofon she malin geiro, veinu mafkes in parso. So the question is, so maybe it's a gomo vanoves shofon. So we lay some elochus she yishlem shenayim limayro. Or maybe statistically we know that these have shenayim limayro. אף על פי שמלס גירו, ולפיכו חמייצי בהימו שפרססאו תוחץ, שניוכל יבדיק בהם, יבדיק בפיו, אם אין לו שיניים ולניבים למיילו, ולניבים למיילו בידוע שיתרו, והוא שיעקב בן גומו, וכל שמפרש אספרסו, מלס גירו, חוץ מחזיה, לפיכו חמוצה בהימו, שפיו חותוך, יבדי ברגלו, ואם פרססאו סדוקייס בידוע שיתרו, והוא שיעקב חזיה. So, suppose he can't recognize, he can't identify a chazir. So then, if he sees horns, yesh lekanayim yotzom misofet chazir oteo. Ve'im be'im otmeyo shepso tachas ha'ukets, shelo hilach shasi v'ar. So, le'iz etzat sheyach tocho yise. So, in the be'im otmeyo, so in the one pair, so the muscles run straight, not crisscross. One over the other. אלו אורו, לפי כל חמייצי בהימו יחיו שפיו פססי אוכתוכים יבדיק בבוסו שתחס קמפי אוקץ אחה שישחתנו אם הילך שעשי וערב תירו והוא שיעקרו alright מיו שיולדו כמין תהיו so that way, so we know that the essential simonim of the בהימו תירו are two and the other things are statistical simonim מיו שיולדו כמין תהיו אף על פי שיש לו called simoni tare asur. So if sometimes a mutation takes place that a behemoth neo will give birth to a behemoth that conforms to all the characteristics of a behemoth neo. So what's the status of that behemoth that was given birth to by a behemoth neo? So the halacha is that if it was given birth to by behemoth neo, so mele it's asur. Then conversely, utahiro she yoldo kimint meyo muteres if a behemoteo, let's say a cow, gave birth to a baby that looks exactly like it meyo. So it's muteres. In other words, this is what we call a mutation. So suppose a cow gave birth to a baby that has all the characteristics of a chazia. So it's muta. So it's a muta. What we see now, but doesn't that seem to contradict what I said before, that mafreses parso and malas geiro are not statistical simonim, that they are essential simonim. It is the simonim who determine that a certain animal is a behemoteo. So mamela, if it's an essential simonim, so then we should say just the reverse. Tmeyo sheyoldo kiminteo, even though אם יש לו כל סימוני תארו שבי מותרס ותארו שיולדו כמין תמיו שבי אסורו. It's essential simonim. The answer is true, it's essential simonim. But it's not essential simonim to determine as to whether this particular member of a species is תארו או תמיו. They are essential simonim that determine whether the species in general is תארו או תמיו. So ממילא we are not interested in the particular, in the specific member of the species. Whether it is a member of a species that is Toya. So if we are sure that the mother that gave birth to this behemoth, which looks like a chazir, but we know that the mother, the mother is a behema teira, so that means that this baby is a member of a species that is toira. So there are essential simonim. There are essential simonim in determining the species, the status of the species, not the status of the specific member. The specific member has no special status. If it belongs to a toyotic species, some male it's toyotic. That's the other. Vitav keshi yoldad to bifonei. So in other words, teiro she yoldok in mintmeo, so he's muteres. You can shecht it and eat it. Only if we are 100% sure, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that the mother that gave birth to it was a teiro. Avu nichom uberes, umotso mintomei, heilich acheo. He didn't see, there are no witnesses that saw that the teiro gave birth to this baby. Avu pishako acheo. So in Astam, if a certain behemo is called after a grown-up behemo, so it's a raya that is the mother. But it's not an absolute guarantee. So maybe in this case is osa, because the fact that he has the characteristics of a behemoth mayor, so that creates a doubt that in spite of all the other extraneous indications that it is the child, that it's not a child, he just, by mistake, this baby is koruch after this baby. Shemuel Yeravati. Va'anilad minat reifo is mut. Alright. Now the mechav. Simonim tes. Simonim beimu v'chayon is parashu b'teiro. Veim shnei simonim. Malaz geiro pasis eros v'keif v'chol beimu v'chayon shem v'shinayim v'lachay elyeim. ולא ניבים שאין תלתל בוסו כן שיניים בלתים בחניכים there's not a pshat so one pshat is that ניבים is תלתל בוסו כן שיניים another pshat is that ניבים is עם שני שיניים למיילו אחד מכאן ואחד מכאן וקצוב יש עלו סטי על סוסייס so be you do as you say why that's a statistical semen והוא שיעקה בן גומו שאין לא ניבים עד שיעד בכל שמר אז גאירו היא מפרסס פרס חוץ מקומו בנבס והיא שופון שהיא מר גאירו ומפרסים פרס והיא רואה מנוחו שיש להם שניים למיירו או הניבי לפי חכמי צלמיד בבהם אבל מהקירו פרס עושה אורך תוכס שהרי נהיוכל יבדק בהם יבדק אם אין לו שניים ולניבו למיירו וידוע שיתירו והוא שיעקה בן גומו בכל שמפרסס פרס אמר אז גאירו איז מר אז גאירו חוץ מחזיר לפי חכמות בהם שפיוח חתוך שאני יוכל לבדק בי, יבדק ברגלו, אם פס יסאו צדו קייס, so we know that it's not any payment pay מתמאו, but possibly it's a חזיה. So בידוע שתאו, והוא שיהיה כחזיה. יש לו קנאים, and the חזיה does not advance. So יוצא מסוף את חזיה או תאו. ואין בי מתמאו, another statistical sign. ואין בי מתמאו שפסור או שתחס הוא כצלו. הילך שעשי לערב, לאיזה צד שיחתו וישאו להורות. פירי שאין ויילס, חמי רבו, לפי חכמי ציבאים, או שפיו פסס אורך תוכי, שערים יוכל לבדק בהם יבדק בוסו, שתחס כאן פיור וקץ. אחר שיש חתנו, אם הילך, שעס ויערב, תאירו, והוא שיעקרו. נאו דרמוסס, פסרו דומוסו ליאוכל מן התאירו. דס דשיטס, הרמב״ם, דרש בישחלק. Now, psaro the mess. So everybody agrees that it's osa v'achile and even banoyim the reis. That it's osa. But psaro the mchai. So the Rashba shiti is the psaro the mchai is not even osa the reis. The Rambam shiti is the psaro the mchai is osa the reis. The Rambam Perek Beis Milchas Machoz Asor. הלוכה ג' האודום אף על פי שנאמר בוי ויהי אודום לנפש חיו so an אודום is also an animal איני מכלל מן החיו בעל הספרסו לפי חוכני בלעיסס so in other words so one could argue that if one eats ipsar odom he should be chayo malkes because after all he is a chayo he is also an animal because the Torah says vayi odom nefesh chayo and he's not a malas geiro he doesn't chew the cud and he doesn't have a split hoof so but Lysis he doesn't come within the law afal pishin nema vayi odom nefesh chayo eini michal min chayo balas pars so I mean an odom is does not come within that posik that because the posik deals with chayes that have hooves some chayes have some animals have split hoof and some animals so the hoof is not split but an odom doesn't come within that category that is discussed in the lab but still the oichel and therefore the oichel mipsar odom או אם יחל בי, בי מן החי, בי מן המס, אין לי כה, אבל עושר הוא, בי עשה, שהרימונו הקוסוף שיבס מן החיו, ויאמר בהן, זה יש החיו השתחיל, הוא כלשהו, חוץ מהם לא יסחיל, ולאו אבו מכלל עשה. So in other words, the Torah spells out three types of behemot hero, את המותרון והחילו, and seven types seven species of chayot hero and the Torah doesn't spell out odom so that means that psar odom chay is also mitzades the Rashba holds that psar odom chay is only an Yisrael Rabbah is only Yisrael Rabbah now the Rambam says that an odom is a chayot why? Because of the posik vayi odom linefesh chayot vayi odom nefesh chayot now Unkeles renders that posik vayidon nefesh chayo liruach malo and here from the Rambam it appears that the Rambam it appears that vayidon nefesh chayo means he is an animal soul kipshute so it's not that the Rambam is chayli kanunkal as pshat but what does it mean liruach malo a speaking soul what does it mean speaking soul I mean so in other words that he must indulge in public speaking and if he keeps quiet so then he's not an odom but speech is the I'm not giving any ashkofishu I mean that's the plain meaning that speech is the medium whereby one person you know mingles with another person so a speaking soul means a community that's a means of communication speech is the medium of communication So, Ruach Mimalolo means a communicating soul. A communicating soul. Not as Aristotle said, that man is a social animal. So, if he's a social animal, so then he's an animal like any other animal, and perhaps even a more terrible animal, if he's a social animal. So, but then he might even become a worse animal than the beasts in the forest, in the jungle. But, Vayi odom leruach mimalero, that means a communicative soul, not a social animal, but a communicative soul. But, what does it mean communicative soul? That he has to be interested in other men too. So that's the only way how he can divest himself of the animal nature, if he's interested in other men too. But if he's not interested in other men, so then in Achaname, so he's a chayah like any other chayah. So if he's dedicated to Torah, so then he's not an animal. But if he's not dedicated to Torah, he doesn't know of any law of morality, so then he's an animal like any other animal, but an intellectual animal. So this is why the Rambam says, Odom afal pi shenema bei, vayi odom nefesh chayo. So true intellect renders it into a speaking soul, a communicative soul. So that means if he dedicates himself to law, to morality, so then he eradicates the animalism from his nature. But if he doesn't dedicate himself to Torah, to law and to morality, so then if he decides to be a primitive man, so then without any Torah, without any law, without any morality, so he's a chayah like any other chayah. So because of that, So since without any control he's bound to be an animal, so memele he comes within the posik that spells out seven species of chayos that are metore. So that means any chayo that is not spelled out is also. Alright. So that's a machlek is between the Rambam and the Rashi. So the Ramo paskins like the Rambam. Psarotom also loch not here. Not like the Rashi.
Most of the animal that considered a man from certain
today that
had
to get
something goes to
cover
or
that
makes certain sounds,
speech. Snowman, that's a snowman. I mean, we're not Adani, Madam, that's snowman. That's snowman. I discussed it in Lechashchita, we discussed it on it. Meyo sheyodo kimintero, aval pi sheyeish lo kol simoni taro, asuho. Utehiro sheyodo kimintero, muteres, aval pi sheyeish lo kol simoni tum. Vidavke sheyodo ladito bifoneinu. Avo li minicho, miuberes, vahakei mozo mintomei, heilich acheo, so usually it's a raya that that's the matter. But in this case, there is such a reyese, I mean the fact that the baby has all the simonim of a behemoth mayo, so we don't rely on that presumption, in as much as it's kol chacheo, that that must be the child. Shema minat mayo neilad, v'nicha chacharatir. Haneilad minat reifo muter. Alright, now the next amen. So another